Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do every month, we go in depth with Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, and she gives us an update on what is going on currently in the city of Hastings. And we are thrilled today to be able to chat with you again. Mayor Mary Fassbender, how have you been?
Good, Mo. It's always great to hear your voice. Aww. And fortunate to be able to give these updates so the community knows what's going on if they aren't able to watch our council meetings or get updates, you know, through the news. So, yeah, it's great.
Well, and even if we do watch the council meetings, which I so enjoy doing, I think you have an opportunity here to really give a little bit more background, because by the time it gets to the city council meeting, you've already talked about it at great length, I know, as a group, and you're kind of just deciding on a lot of things. So really a wonderful forum, and we really appreciate you and the city council members rotating in and chatting about, you know, things that affect us on a day-to-day basis. And as we are going to get more into this PFAS business, and I know that you will go into that later, but it really is something that affects all of us. So I'm grateful. So you recently had a meeting, and I'm interested in hearing what some of the highlights were, please.
Sure. Well, always at the beginning of the meetings, we have a lot of times we'll have presentations or updates. If it's not from city staff, it's from something that's going on in the community. So we were able to have a historic society, the Leduc Historic Estate, an update from Matt Carter, it was great to see him. You know, we don't always get to see Matt because in the past it's been Mariah, and Mariah now has taken another job with
the Minnesota Historical Society.
Yes, that's what it was. Yes, thank you. So Matt came and just gave us an update, and that's, you know, I always appreciate when he comes into the room because I love the historical part of our communities, and the Leduc is such a beautiful foundation to have in Hastings. And, you know, they get a lot of visitors per year, about 7,000 per year, which I think is amazing to have that type of facility in our community. And the better thing is for people to come there and learn about the history of the Leduc. So yeah, he gave us an update, and there were about 7,000 visitors, and they're starting to kick off their season the first part of May or the middle of May. And that's, you know, that's where their events start. You know, like May 16th, I believe, is the day that they start their tours. So people can go there. You'll see the sign out. It'll say tours today. And they'll do tours, you know, throughout the day, throughout the weekends. I think even during the day, you can schedule an actual tour, which if you haven't yet, I would encourage you to, just because it's just, like I said, so much history. And the cool thing is they've had so many of these artifacts stored now, and they're bringing them back into the Leduc that have been connected with, you know, the Leduc estate in the past years, and now they're bringing them back. They're going to actually have an open house for that weekend when we can start viewing all the new items that they're bringing in. So I'm looking forward to that. But they have, you know, Civil War weekend. I love that weekend. Again, absorbing that history that was founded here is just so amazing.
And have they made any progress, do you know, about filling the position that Mariah left as the site manager?
Yeah, they have. They're actually doing the background check right now. So they're hoping the first part of May to have her initial position filled. So Matt was very excited about that too. He visits all the areas, which has a lot, you know, between the Duke and then the museum and the Sibley House in Mendota. I mean, he has a lot of grounds to travel, so I'm sure it'll be great when Mariah's position gets filled. So, yeah, it was great.
And can you explain again to our listeners about how the city of Hastings is affiliated with the Leduc?
Sure. So, you know, in the past, it's been Dakota County, but now we're a partner with them. So we help with the grounds, and, you know, it's kind of a, because it's in our city, it's, you know, partially ours. So we help to maintain the grounds and, you know, the kind of the outside stuff, and the Historical Society kind of takes care of the inside stuff.
So that was an interesting presentation, I bet. And then also you had one from the Arts and Culture Commission, which is a newer commission, isn't it?
It is. It's a year old. So Barb Hollenbach, who is the chairman of that commission, we asked when we designed the commission to come back with an annual report each year. So this was the annual report. They have their committee together and think they've gotten a vision now, and they're starting to do some things. So she kind of went through some of the projects that they did through the year. So actually, I think to start a commission like this, Mo, is it was just all kind of groundwork, right? We didn't really know what it was going to be. So I applaud them for their diligence and, you know, working together as a group to create this art and culture commission for us. So just a couple of things I'll touch on. People will notice that if they go down to the River Rock, you know, some new sculptures have been added. That was a project for them. They'll notice that Dale Lewis has a sculpture under the bridge, that was a part of their doings. And then the Dale Lewis sculptures, you know, throughout, like on the Riverwalk, if you see those, that's a part of that commission. They've crafted a brochure and an art inventory, which is lovely. I love seeing it. And that brochure will be coming out now this year with all of the events on for the year, you know, what's going to be happening. So that's something they've really been working on. And I really can't wait to see that. That is going to be a good thing for our community, just to be have handheld items in their hands so they can look at it. But also in the City Hall, they've tagged all of the art in City Hall, and they're coming up with a brochure of the inventory within City Hall, which is, if you haven't been into City Hall and seen the art, I mean, that's another way them showing their work so they can expose more artwork to the community. And then in, I think it's the end of July, they're going to be doing a Shakespeare in the Park. So that's going to be a real fun event. That's going to be at, I believe it's at Vermilion Falls. So, you know, I love seeing stuff like this throughout the community. It brings people to other parts of our community to see all the variations of history and art and just scenic areas that they can visit. A lot of people don't really venture a little bit unless they know that they're going somewhere to see something in particular. So I think these are great things. They've, you know, they've done a good job for a year's time. I think they've achieved a lot, and they do have bigger aspirations, and I would love to see this, and I'm hopeful that it is. They'd love to be able to put a mural on the ice arena, the Hastings Ice Arena, you know, on that west wall, the west outside wall, which would be lovely to have a beautiful mural on that. And that's a bigger aspiration, but you know, you have to start somewhere. So they're working towards that. Yeah. So it's always good to hear an update from them.
And I know that you're continuing to look at bids, and hopefully that contract will be awarded soon for the neighborhood projects that are going on. And that's going to be in the west side of town. I know certainly my street, Highland Drive and Tierney and 21st. Yes. And Brook. So
yeah,
that was
Ryan Stemsky, who is he's our city engineer for Public Works. Yes, that was passed as well for the neighborhood infrastructure project. So that was a $2.79 million project, which is a very big ticketed item. And then there's also a mill and overlay project this summer. So that was also passed. So, but these, Mo, like you talked about earlier, these are things that we've been talking about for a long time. We've had public hearings. We've had, you know, for the assessments, people are aware of it. The letters are out. So now this is just finaling. So they can start getting the ball in the court and start working on it. So, well, you're in that neighborhood, like you said, so you're going to start to see some things, which, you know, they're hard projects to go through, but boy, they're lovely when they're finished.
Absolutely, like anything else. And then you've been doing a pedestrian study, I know. Tell us about that.
Sure. We had an update from Bryce LeBrun, who actually works for Dakota County. And back in January, they had an outreach gathering at the YMCA, which they will be having again. So they have four projects that they've kind of deemed for this, four different layouts. And what they're asking for is, now that they've been kind of designed, they'll bring the public back in and get their comments on it. And these studies are brought about because of concerns of the community. And that particular road, which is Second Street and up the hill out to, you know, like the Lock and Dam Road, up the Lock and Dam Road out to like toward Ninninger, it's a very high speed road. Because it's so wide, people feel that they can drive faster on it. Like I said, there's four alternatives that they can go with. They haven't decided which. They want the community to be able to speak their voice as to what they would like to see. So how can they slow traffic down and still allow pedestrian movement? And so there is four sites. If people would like to go onto the website, they can go on and see them, or they can actually come out to the next scheduled meeting, which will be at the YMCA. And that's where they actually have the designs that they decided. And they ask the community to come in, and they take the little post-it notes, and they say that you can say what you feel. Yes or no, or I like this, or I don't, or we need more of this, or we need more of that. So they've really done a really good job in bringing the community in. And I think there will actually be two more outreach for that. So it is May 6th. It's 4:30 to 6:30. And this project, you know, we're still working on it, but it doesn't really take action until like 2027, I think. It's, you know, a long ways out, but we still have to have those conversations to make the right choices, or help them make the right choices for our community.
What about Parks and Rec? I know they had an update.
Yes, they did. That was kind of just a simple little ordinance update. And sometimes, Mo, we have to do this for a simple fact of changing the ordinances. This was just the first reading. And so it's really kind of a cleanup of our City Ordinance 94, which is to simplify and consolidate some of the new language. So we all know that walking our cats are important now. We've always had walking our dogs, right, on leashes. So we've added like cats. And, you know, what is the right ordinance for parks? The hours that are at a park. So just little cleanup type of verbiage. And so that was just the first reading. And then the second reading will actually be on May 6th. So that'll actually be moved then to move forward.
Good to know. And then You're working already on your strategic plan?
We have been, and we are. I think that's something new too, Mo, because we did it a few years ago, 3 years ago, but we have a couple new council members. So we have different ways of explaining these strategic plans, and how can staff deliver those strategic plans that were implemented, you know, a year ago, to bring it to council so they can understand it better. More clarification, you know, in our priorities, right? And when you have new council people, they might have a little different thoughts and suggestions or comments in general. So we're real excited. We have an actual workshop on May 6th for the strategic plan. And that's where council will be able to speak a little bit more of how they want to deliver the strategic plan to the community. What does council want as the priority? I mean, we know the priorities, but how do we want to deliver that for communication? So we're more excited for the workshop that'll be happening on May 6th, and there'll be another update after that.
And then the ongoing updates that you do it moving forward now are going to be about PFAS. So tell us about that.
So what we're going to do, Mo, is the first meeting of the month, there will be a PFAS update because of the letter that we all have received now stating that Hastings water has not changed, but the limitations from the EPA have. So that's why Dan just wanted to get a little touch up that the letters are out and we still are working very hard on what we're doing. We did find out that they'll be coming out along with the Minnesota Department of Health on May 9th at 6 p.m. We will have an open house at the high school for people to be able to come to ask the questions that we as city officials and our public works department and our city administrator can't help understand because we're not the Department of Health. So if someone has concern about, should I be drinking the water because I have this such and such health issue, we can't really answer that. So we really truly ask them to call their doctor to see if there's anything that they should be concerned about drinking our water. But that night, they will be able to ask those hard questions to the Department of Health and the EPA. So I have to say for the last year and a half, we have been working very, very, very hard. We have everything in place as to what to do. Now we're just looking for the money. The other good news about it is we thought we were going to have 3 years to get these structures built, and they are giving us 5 years. So I think that makes me feel better. I think it makes the community feel a little bit better, right? If it was more urgent, there would be a shorter window to be able to get these projects done. But I think we can all get our job done by then. I'm very hopeful that we will.
Well, to be continued, and we really appreciate your update on that. If there's anyone that would like to learn more or get in contact with you, how could they do that, please?
Sure. I am at City Hall on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can go onto the website. You can sure send me an email at mayormary@hastings.gov. My phone number is 651-587-4867.
Thank you so much for your time. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.